What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the You Shouldn't Have Said That podcast. I'm your host, Gracie PA. Our not really host, because she hasn't been here in like 2 months. Annie is still in Italy. Let's give a little hi, Annie. Ah ha ha ha. So what's on the agenda today? We are gonna go through my psycho crazy DMs because you guys are insane, but you're so entertaining. Thank you so much for those. Keep them coming, honestly. I'm obsessed with reading my DMs, so just keep them coming. We're gonna talk about my week. We're gonna talk about the Willy Wonka immersive experience fiasco. I would do anything, I would pay anything to have been there. Anything. This week's competition was a RAR XD competition. So we're gonna listen to all the submissions. We are going to choose a winner together, and then I'm gonna let you know what the category is for next week. Reminder, if you wanna submit for the competition, you just send me a voice memo on Instagram at gracie.pa. We have a new category here where I'm gonna give you a new song of the week every week. I said I was gonna give you a song of the week last week, and then I forgot to even tell you the song. But I'm gonna tell you the song today and sing it for you, actually. Just a little bit, you know? My other videos are for my covers. And then just go through the hot topics, you know the vibes. So with my DMs, let me read this to you. I posted a photo and I said, I pull up like this, what are you doing? This is what somebody said to me. I would take your alpha, gya, omega self out to the look maxing school for sigmas. Then we would go to the Baby Gronk and Livy Dunn concert and rock out to the Shrek rave. Then we would go sit and I would spoil you by letting you pick anything off of Temu, Shein, or TikTok shop. I know you can get something nice off of there. How about that, boy? I put that on my Instagram story, and you guys really like that one. That was funny. Somebody else said, farting aggressively until my long suppressed alpha form unleashes, and I will howl and bark at my alpha queen, you, until we are alphas together. Very nice. Someone else said, you look like you'd be in a Shrek movie, respectfully. Oh, am I the ogre or human version? That's important. This got me, because I always think, like, what are people remembering me as? Like, what am I known for? This person said, now I can tick that off my life goals. It was to be recognized by the owner of the Yassified baby. It was my profile pic for a very long time. Thank you, Gracie. I said, OMG, really? They said, yeah, for real. It's one of my favorites. I'm married to that photo. This one! That is so funny that, like, someone, like, that's what someone would associate me with, is, like, the Yassified baby. Now, I will say, like, I didn't edit this or anything. Like, I just looked like that. Like, I was such a cute, pretty, gorgeous baby. Now, in my comments, somebody said, she definitely has some kind of personality disorder. We supposed to be helping her. Help. And another one said, schizo episodes are okay. Bruh. This past week, I went to a jazz club for the first time, which was so fun. It was actually, like, peaceful and relaxing, listening to the music. People aren't really talking, because whenever somebody did talk, somebody else would be like, shh. So, you know, you just got to kind of, like, think and listen and chill. It was very nice. And I feel like this week, I've been really in my locked-in era of trying to do all my schoolwork and do it well. And I've been just, yeah, putting in the work, putting in the studies. Maybe I'll be able to come back here next week and tell you guys good grades on my exams. But actually, I took an exam this week and I didn't study for it. I started studying. I studied 1 hour the day of. Like, that is literally, like, but then I think the problem lies with that I'm sitting down to take the exam and I'm like, chill. I was just like, well, womp womp. Like, I did not care, which I feel like is actually, like, a flaw. Like, I should have been, like, on the verge of tears because I was, like, I don't know anything. Like, for my note card, you get, one page of notes. I just used my sister's from last year. She said, by the way, they weren't that good. And I was, like, okay, whatever. I don't want to write my own. I'll just use my sister's note card. Yeah, Annie, they weren't good. I needed some equations, and you didn't have them. Like, what? One of the big questions was about national savings. You didn't have anything on your note card about that. So, ah! But next time I'll study for the exam and write my own note card. Do not fear. I went to this restaurant. It's like a chain restaurant called Dig. And I got, you pick a base, two sides, and a protein. So I did my base as mashed potatoes, and then my first side as sweet potatoes, and then my second side as sweet potatoes, and then my protein as crispy chicken. This is not a healthy bowl. Like, oh my god. And he asked me like 3 times to clarify. He was like, mashed potatoes and double sweet potatoes? Like, double sweet potatoes? And then he was like, So you want both of your sides to be sweet potatoes?
Yes! Potatoes! Yeah, please! Oh my god.
I don't need the judgment. Thank you.
My friend Paige, as you know, came like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And when she was here, she was looking at my fridge. She's like, Gracie, there's nothing here. Like, you have no groceries. Where's your food? And I was like, I don't know. Okay, well, fast forward 2 weeks and I've still never gone to the grocery store. This past week, I Uber Eats at minimum once a day. Some days I was doing like a dinner and then like a couple hours later I'd be like, oh, why don't I order dessert too? I was having burgers, fries, mid Italian food that I spent $50 on. I had a Nutella crepe. Oh, was that last night? The night before. So good. Oh my god. My favorite chicken Caesar wrap. Oh my god, guys. I was just really in this Uber Eats mode, but I can't do that anymore. I got groceries yesterday because it adds up so quick. Like, no matter what you get, it's gonna be $20. Like, everything's $20. But I live so close to some of my favorite places, so I can place an order on my phone and in like 13 minutes it's in my hands. That's incredible. That's incredible. These guys on the bikes are so freaking fast. Of course it helps when I live like 3 blocks away from some of these places, but I really should just like get up and go get it myself. But womp womp. I saw a pre-screening of Dune 2 and I hadn't seen Dune 1 yet, so I watched Dune 1, then I saw Dune 2 and it was so good. I don't know how I'd never seen the movie because I love Timothée Chalamet, I love Zendaya, I love that genre, all those vibes. I don't know how I'd never seen it, but I went to see it and it was so good. I strongly recommend. I try to do movie reviews here on this podcast, so I'm going to give it like a 9 out of 10. It was long and I was literally on less than 4 hours of sleep that day, so I was fighting to stay awake, and I did stay awake for all of it. So I feel like that attests to how it was very entertaining, because I could have been out and that would have been a really nice nap. So go see that. At my school, there's like a marketing society. It's like the club, marketing club. And they had an influencer panel and I spoke on it. So that was kind of cool. Entering my public speaking era, catch me at these round tables and these other talks. Give you some good insight, maybe. And I am a producer for the Just Trish podcast. I'm on that $100 a month tier. So we get a little package every month and somebody stole mine in my lobby, I think. Because I've just never gotten it. I opened the first one and I'm obsessed with the sticker that came with it. I got the like Trisha on the beach doing the war scene sticker. Obsessed with it. But I cannot believe it got stolen. It made me really sad. I need to start a series as like trying new foods as a picky eater, because I'm the pickiest eater ever. And I tried more sushi yesterday and like hand rolls, and it was actually really good. I was so surprised because I'm so not really into that. I had the crispy rice with like the tuna stuff on top for the first time and it was actually so good. I was shook that I liked it so much. I do feel like it's hard to get full though. Like, I just kept eating and eating and like I wasn't getting full. So I maybe because I didn't have like rice or something that would make me full. But yeah, I'm trying to expand my horizons with food. So you'll come on that adventure with me. Then today, I've just been in here all day except for earlier. I did this scavenger hunt and we had 2 hours to do all of these tasks around NYU. Some of them were like, find somebody holding a yoga mat, take a picture with a man in a business suit, someone with a purple backpack, with sunscreen, with a pirate, in front of this dorm, in front of this dorm. Like, we had to go all over the place, in front of this subway station, and every category, we had to take a selfie of everyone in the group. I was a team captain. Our name was Team Pookie, and it was raining, so, oh my god, my feet were soaking wet. Like, that is my number one pet peeve when it rains, is having wet feet. Wet socks, wet shoes. I can't. But we did that. Down to the wire, we got back, checked in, she tallied up the points. It was supposed to be like amazing race, so there was also like a detour and a roadblock. And guess what, guys? We won. Yep, Team Pookie on top. We won like a nice lunch with our director, Glenn. So that's gonna be so much freaking fun. We also won for best name. Thank you, Team Pookie. I knew that everyone would like that. But then I just came home and I've just been rotting. But now I'm filming this, so that's good. Let's talk about the Willy Wonka immersive experience. The tweets that came from this were so funny. I love when something happens. So it was an event in Glasgow that promised to transport fans into a magical realm, but it left kids in tears. It was such a letdown that customers called the police and compared the attraction to a meth lab. The characters were Willy Wonka, a crackhead Oompa Loompa, and a new character, the Unknown. The posters were all AI art. The scripts were written by AI, and the event had no chocolate, even though it was Willy Wonka, and the kids were each given a single jelly bean and a cup of lemonade. This was just so funny. Why did they make a new character? The Unknown. Like, yeah, I get why that kid was crying. That was scary. The money I'd pay to be there. The money I'd pay to be there. And you know what? I'd pay even more to, like, be in it. Like, be one of the actors. Like, imagine being one of them. Like, I could be an Oompa Loompa. Oompa Loompa! Doobity-doo! Okay, let's get into your submissions. I want to listen to all these because they were actually real good. Starting off with Haley. Wow, very dinosaur-esque. Now we've got Audrey. Okay, Audrey, let's see what you got. Audrey is a repeat submitter.
Roar! So I just got off my job and I hate my job. Roar! XD.
So real. Now we've got Alice.
Roar. Roar.
Very cat-like feline. Okay, this is Noah. Okay. This is Evan.
Roar XD. I want a hot dog real bad.
I want a hot dog real bad. Real, real. Thank you, Evan. We've got Cody.
Wow XD. Quite literally.
Roar XD Quendedly. I don't know what you're saying in that next one, but I really like this fedora photo that you sent afterwards. Thank you.
Roar.
That was Mia. Colin.
Roar.
Colin, that was so kawaii. Roar. That was really cute. Neve.
Roar.
Whoa. Pretty deep. Whoa. Okay, and the winner is, drum roll please, Audrey!
Roar! So I just got off my job and I hate my job! Roar! XD!
That's how I felt when I had a job. I used to work at a restaurant for like 3-4 summers. It was horrible. So I feel you, Audrey. I feel you. So you are this week's winner. Now, what is next week? Oh my god, I am so excited to tell you about next week. This is gonna be so good. It's so near and dear to my heart. Next week is going to be, let's make a sussy baka! So I want you to get really creative with this one, okay guys? Don't be basic. Come up with something silly, crazy, kooky, out of the box, and you might just win like Audrey. Be like Audrey. Now, what is this week's song? The song of the week, you may ask? Okay, it's gonna be really random. It's just one that I heard on TikTok called The Zombie Song. I think I'm really late to this because it's like an old song. But, okay guys, here's the plan. I'm gonna make a video of me trying goth makeup, so I hope you enjoy that. But then I'm gonna do a video in my goth makeup, lip syncing to this song. If I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, just want your heart, just want your heart, oh, oh. Okay, so that's a little taste of the song. You probably know it, honestly. But it's been in my head. I'm like, yeah, if I was a zombie, I'd want to eat your heart. So catchy. Now, the big question of the week is, where is Kate Middleton? Where is she? Where is she? She's not been seen in over a month, and she was apparently recovering from abdominal surgery, and fans theorize she played the Unknown at the Willy Wonka experience. And I agree. I think that's exactly where she was. I think we should go on a hunt for her and try to track her down and get her on the podcast. What do you think? Now, I don't know if you guys watched the show Beef. You should. It was so good. But it's the second season is going to revolve around two feuding couples. I'm sorry for hitting my ring on this repeatedly. Annie told me I wasn't allowed to do that. It is Charles Melton and Kaylee Spaney. Which one's Kaylee? Is she the one in The Bear? I don't know, versus Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway. Annie is obsessed. She wrote, "That sounds so good. I am so excited for that. Charles Melton is just on a high. Like, I'm honestly so inspired by him. Riverdale ends, and he's on a high. I'm on a high right now. No one can bring me down. And the D is fire." Miley Cyrus announced a collaboration with Pharrell Williams titled Doctor, Work It Out. I did listen, and I can't remember, honestly. So I'll listen again and let you know if it's good. Bella Hadid has announced her new cosmetic company, Aura Bella. I feel like this, what do you guys think? I feel like it's gonna, she's Bella Hadid. I feel like it's gonna be really successful. Like, I feel like Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty is like the example of how to be super famous and start something super successful. So do you guys think Bella Hadid's new company is gonna be on the level of Rare Beauty? What do you think? I can't imagine it flopping. I feel like it'll be really good. I feel like she was off out of the press and the world for like a hot minute, but now I feel like she's back. Brittany Broski met Beyonce. Annie said, "Sweet video. I like when she meets celebrities. That's fun. I don't think I saw this video, TBH. Maybe I should be a little better at my investigative journalism. My bad." Eugene Levy has joined the Only Murders in the Building season 4 cast. Annie wrote, "He is from Schitt's Creek. Very funny man. Gracie, please watch Schitt's Creek. Stop being a contrarian." On that note, no. I just don't have the desire, sorry. Charlie XCX announced the new album Brat will release this summer. I'm really obsessed with the new song Von Dutch that she just released. I've been bopping to it all day. And are you guys in her private Instagram called like 360 Brat? I am. Makes me feel pretty special because I know Annie's not. Sorry. AMC is going to release 3 new Nicole Kidman ads in theater. We come to this place for magic. Annie said she misses AMC and going to the movies, and we will be movie theater frequenters this summer, she decrees. Okay, I'm down. I love movie theater popcorn. I love eating it till I feel sick. Relaxing. Oprah is leaving the board of Weight Watchers after 10 years following her revelation that she's using a weight loss drug. That's like funny. That's funny, right? Ashley Benson and husband Brandon Davis welcome their first baby together. Aw, that's so cute. Ollie Cravalho will return as the voice of Moana in Moana 2. So she was the voice of Moana. Then she was Janet in the Mean Girls, the musical movie. So now she'll be Moana again for the second one. Was there ever a thought that she wouldn't be? Question mark. Also, Monica Lewinsky started a campaign for Reformation. Annie wrote, kind of iconic. I didn't see anything written up about this, but I just saw in my email, like, all the photos, and I was like, what? This is literally so random. Okay, if you made it this far in the episode, comment down below a zombie emoji for the song that I sang you. I feel bad that Gracie's head gets cut off in all of these videos, but here she is in all her glory. I think I'm gonna re-release these because they're just like so iconic. Maybe this could be a good thumbnail. That was good. That was good. Do you have anything to say to everybody? She's a little tongue-tied right now. Die! Okay, thanks so much for tuning in. Oh my god, the head in the corner. I can't. Tune in next week, and bye, toodles. Love you. Bye.